It's a delight to be with you today. Been here a few times before, a couple times with Presbytery, as Rick said. Rick, thank you too for that great introduction. I actually have come to realize that some of you have had some great connections with Child Evangelism Fellowship. I'm not going to focus on that this morning, but I really appreciate that and appreciate your heart for ministry, even as our brother just prayed for many of the outreach opportunities that God has put before us. I was praying about where to go this morning, what scriptures to go to preach to Decatur Pres, and have been praying about that probably for about the last month as we've been talking about laying out plans for exactly what would happen. And in God's providence, last week through Child Evangelism Fellowship, I was visiting a Baptist church and was so moved by a message there that I said, wow, Lord, this is exactly what we need, not just you, but me too. Please turn with me to the book of Haggai. Book of Haggai, chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. You may need to do what I need to go back to Matthew and then start working your way back about the third or fourth book at the end of the Old Testament, and you'll find the book of Haggai, chapter 2. Listen carefully to verses 1 through 9 of God's holy and inspired word. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to all the remnant of the people, and say, who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How do you see it now? Is it as nothing in your eyes? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts. According to the covenant that I made with you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit remains in your midst. Fear not, for thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more in a little while I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations so that the treasure of all nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. Thus far the reading of God's holy and inspired word. Let's turn to the Lord in prayer. Oh Father, how we thank you for the many ways you see our needs and reach out to us. Sometimes, Lord, our hearts are cold, and sometimes our eyes are blind, and sometimes our ears are deaf. Lord, afresh awaken us. Father, not just those who don't know you, but awaken your people. Father, so often we can be distracted. So often we can become discouraged. And give us new strength as we wait on you. And may your grace not only work in us, but through us to continue to transform the world around us for the glory of Christ. Lord, for what you've begun to do, we give you thanks. And what you will do this day, we praise you already by faith. And we humbly pray you would do even more, that Jesus Christ might be exalted above all. For it's in his holy and precious name we ask it. Amen. As I said, I was listening to a sermon last week. I was at a Baptist church, and boy, it's beautiful. It's from Haggai chapter 2. And I went up and spoke to the pastor and said, I'm going to use this now. I went and studied. I don't just copy word for word here, but I pray it'll touch your heart like it touched my heart. That this word from God here in the book of Haggai will continue to help us be transformed. In a sense, what we're looking at is to move forward in our lives, we need to look backwards to Jesus. We need to be reminded of all the wonderful things he's done for us and is doing in us. I have loved worshiping with you this morning and looking through the worship service, how it's gospel-soaked, again and again reminding us the only reason we are here is because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The sinless Son of God who died on the cross for us, to save us from our sins, to raise us to newness of life, and to give us not only forgiveness, but to give us a new purpose, a new direction, to take us out of the times of discouragement, and to bring us into his eternal home. I want to look carefully at this and see, not only for myself, but for you, how this word from God can help. Have you come to the point in your life when you want to give up? Maybe you know someone else who feels that way. Maybe it's the pandemic. Maybe it's your job or a struggle in your family, in your marriage. Maybe it's a wayward child or some other issue. You've worked and you're weary. marathon runners say that after they run maybe 15 miles or so, they kind of hit a wall. And yes, they're exhausted. Yes, they're tired. Their body wants to quit. But it's not just the physical. It's the mental issue. And I would add for Christians, it's that spiritual sense. We need God to reinvigorate us, to strengthen us through the path. This definitely happened to the Jews in Haggai's day. As a matter of fact, scholars think Haggai wrote this about 520 B.C. Realize that's over 2,500 years ago. And yet, it's still just as fresh and alive to speak to us today. In Haggai's day, God's people needed help and encouragement to keep going forward. Do you feel that you need that personally in your own life, in your family, your job, or even in the church? God has a word for you and for me today. God is seeking to help us move forward in our battle to glorify God, to enjoy Him both now and forever. In Haggai 2, we begin to see what God's doing. First, the way forward starts with looking at God's command to take courage. Look in verses 1 through 4. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Speak now to Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the governor, not the king, but he was in the Davidic line. The son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah. And to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And to all the remnant of the people and say, who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How do you see it now? Is it not as nothing to you? They'd seen Solomon's temple. It was beautiful. And now this was so small in comparison. Yet now be strong. Be of good courage, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Work, for I am with you. God is encouraging them to move forward. You have to understand the history. Of course, Israel had been taken out of the land. The old temple had been destroyed by Babylon. Now, Cyrus of Persia allowed them to start back at the temple. We read when the people of God started to rebuild under Ezra and Nehemiah. But that work grew weary and people wanted to give up and they wanted to quit. They grow weary of well-doing. So now, years later, they start to build again with Zechariah and here in Haggai. But the people again become discouraged and Haggai had to call them together for encouragement. The best we can figure, we have some pretty careful times here. This was probably written on October 17th, 2,540 years ago. Wow. October 17th, such a close time. And I was thinking, wow, Lord, just as we're restarting, as we're continuing to find your way forward. Some of them remembered the old temple, if you would, in the book of Ezra. And you saw when they just laid the foundation of it, some of the older people began to weep. In their day and time, some of them were still living. It was probably about 66 years before when the temple had been destroyed, Solomon's temple. And they were probably sad for what they had seen. They felt discouraged because it had been so big. Only some of you can look back in our own day and look back about 66 years ago. That would be about 1955. Do you remember the good old days? The current temple is far from that temple of old. It was a shell of its former self. Sometimes thinking about the way it used to be causes us to be depressed because, oh Lord, it was so much greater then. It was so much more wonderful. But we seem to have lost those days of seeming innocence, seeming simplicity. Just recently we remembered September 11th, before the attacks on the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, Flight 93. Maybe we think of those days before, the days when things seemed to be going so much better. Sometimes it can be like that for you as an individual Christian. We remember the good old days when we were pursuing the Lord as we should with that passion, with that ministry, but it doesn't feel like that now. But what Haggai is telling the people, look up. Maybe the better years are even ahead. To look forward, to see. Satan wants to demoralize us. He wants to discourage us. He wants to depress us. He loves it when the church is in ruins and people are in ruins. One of the chief attacks is discouragement so that you won't believe the God who gave you the promises. You won't believe the life that He's put within you. You forget the gospel and forget the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. What is the answer? It's in the Word of God. They needed a word from God. In Haggai's day, they needed a word from the Lord, and He challenged them to be strong in the Lord. He challenged them to work, to go ahead and trust the Lord and do the next right thing that the Lord had put before them. In John 16:33, Jesus was preparing His disciples for the cross, but also for the future struggles that they would have. He reminded them, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good courage. Be strong. I have overcome the world. Take heart. That difficult divorce, that discouragement, that job loss, that illness, even death doesn't overcome the grace of God. Jesus rose again. Take courage. Be strong. Death and these battles are not the end. Ephesians 6:10 reminds us in the New Testament, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Take the courage that God has given us. Paul in his own way is telling us to take courage, just as Haggai was telling the people back in the day. Some of us need this today. Maybe it is that rebellious child that's not come back. Some difficulties at home. The loss of the job. Perhaps it's sickness. Or some other difficult situation, remember to take courage. God is with us. God can meet that need in your life. First, God commands us to be strong, to take courage. Do we believe God's Word? But we don't do this in our own strength. Because the second point here is that the Comforter is confirmed. Look from Haggai's day back to another even more discouraging time in Israel's history. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, I think I put it in 14, but chapter 4, verses 16 through 22, Eli was a priest. He served as a priest over Israel. But the Philistines in the season had attacked Israel. Hophni and Phinehas were the two children of Eli, the priest, but they were wicked children, and they weren't following the Lord, and they weren't seeking the Lord. And they were killed. And then the Ark of the Covenant was taken. When Eli heard their deaths and the Ark of the Lord was taken, he fell down and he died. Next, Phinehas' wife heard that her husband had died, her father-in-law died. Then she heard the Ark of the Covenant was taken. She was expecting, and suddenly she gave birth. But the trauma and the pain of childbirth took her life. And as she was dying, she used the word Ichabod, meaning the glory has departed. It was almost like she wanted to give up hope. But God hadn't given up on Israel. And God hasn't given up on us. Sometimes in our dark times, Satan wants to say, God doesn't care about you. God's forgotten you. Who could care less? And the danger is we listen to that voice of the devil or that old remnant of the flesh that's within us. Instead of listening to the Word of God and believing, Haggai had to remind Israel that God's glory had not departed. God had not abandoned them. Listen to the words again of Haggai chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Work, for I am with you. God has not abandoned. God has not forgotten us. I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts. According to the covenant that I made with you when you came out of Egypt, my Spirit remains in your midst. Fear not. The Comforter's presence in our heart is confirmed. The devil wants us to believe the Lord has abandoned us, but Jesus reminds us to abide in Him. In John 15:5, Jesus reminds us, abide in Him. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Do we want to get rid of the doubts and fears and overcome that discouragement? Christ has promised He will be with us. He's covenanted with His people. Have we forgotten that beautiful passage in Romans 8, 38 and 39? I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. If God is for us, who can be against us? God's Spirit is still with us. The Comforter is confirmed. God has not abandoned us. To move forward, we look back and see what God has done for us. We see that God commands us to be strong and courageous. Then God confirms the Comforter, the Spirit of God working within us. And third, God tells us the crowning conclusion is certain. Look at Haggai 2, 6 through 9. For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more in a little while I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations so that the treasures of all nations shall come in. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. At Mount Sinai, God shook the earth. We're told in Hebrews 11 of that shaking. And it says also in the Scriptures that the last days there will be a final shaking of the earth. I'm looking forward to the time when Jesus will return and all things will be made new. All things will be made right. No more residual sin in us. No more sin against us. No more fallen world. I'm looking forward to the time when King Jesus will reign. It's interesting because it says in this passage, the glory of the temple in the latter days will outshine the glory in the old days. It'll be better than Solomon's day. This temple seems much less than Solomon's temple, and yet it's going to receive greater glory. God is always right. About 500 years after this passage, an old man named Simeon was spending all his time praying for the Messiah. He looks over and sees baby Jesus come in. We read in a scriptural passage this morning. He says, "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the Lord." The glory of this latter temple had Jesus Christ inside of it. And that made it greater. Greater than the glory of the temple of Solomon. Because Christ was in it. 12 years later, after Simeon, Jesus is confounding the teachers in the temple as he shows them that he's the Son of God with the wisdom that he portrays. 19 years later, Jesus is clearing the temple and making it into the house of prayer for all nations. And then Jesus would die on the cross and that great curtain would be torn from top to bottom, God opening the way as we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus not only to forgive us but to make us new and to give us courage and to give us strength and to make us aware of the Spirit of God working in our hearts. We can go forth in the power the Lord has supplied to do the work of ministry He's called us to. The presence of the same God lives in every believer today. Everyone who's repented and trusted in the Lord Jesus, we've done that because the Spirit touched our hearts and enabled us to believe. God lives in His children. The power, the presence, the purpose of God works in and through us. Haggai 2:9 ends by saying, "And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts." We read it before, "In this world you have tribulation, but be of good courage, I have overcome the world." Jesus also said, "My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." If you've never come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're discouraged with your life, the things that you're going through, the things that you've been through, maybe even some things that you see coming ahead, God will give you that inner strength, give you the peace, give you the help to endure and to trust it. If you'll trust Jesus Christ alone, confess your weakness, confess your need, confess your sin. "Jesus, I need you." But this is not just for unbelievers who have never come to Christ. It's for you and me as Christians. We forget the gospel story is for us. The same gospel that saved us is continuing to work in us to help us continue to overcome the sins, to overcome the discouragement, overcome the brokenness. If you're a believer but you're struggling, as we all struggle at times with the pressures and difficulties of this world, let Christ be your peace. Let Him give you new strength. Let remind you of these things that are here. God commands us to be strong in the Lord. Be confident of the Comforter working within you. Be certain of the crowning conclusion. One day Jesus is going to come back and make all things whole. But even now He will strengthen you. So you can move forward in troublesome times. Turn back to Jesus, His commands, His Comforter, and His crowning conclusion. Let us pray. Father, You must do this. You must work Your grace in us. But Lord, You've commanded us, so we thank You. And Father, command what You will, but please give what You command and help us live out this life of faith. Give us fresh courage, fresh zeal, fresh passion. Help us overcome the discouragement of our flesh and especially the discouragement that Satan would bring into our lives. And help us look to Jesus and live. For it's in His name we pray. Amen.